Good morning, Dale.
I get to hang out with Alan Jackson tomorrow night, Silverstein Eye Center's arena. Alan, of course, was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame last year, and now we get word he's been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Pretty big deal for him, and you know what? He'd probably say that might be the bigger honor.
I think he would, because he's kind of a shy guy, and I know he loves his writing. Our party starts tomorrow night at Los Cabos. The pre-party starts at 5. Come have maybe an adult beverage, some great Mexican food with me before you head over to Silverstein Eye Center's arena.
Yeah, sounds like a fantastic evening. So Luke Bryan is already getting ready for spring. He just bought a new Trek bicycle. He does take his bike on tour. And remember in 2016 when he had that bad wreck and broke his clavicle? Well, after seeing Luke's post, his good friend Jason Aldean wrote, "Hey, bro, you might want to put some training wheels on that thing this year."
He's going to be here August 26th with John Party. And if you know anything about Kansas City in August, he's not going to want to ride a bike because you'll barely be able to breathe outside with the heat and humidity.
It's so oppressive, isn't it?
It is.
Monday night, Keith Urban invited Chris Jansen to become the newest member of the Opry. Yesterday, Keith tweeted, "It was such an honor and a blessing last night to welcome my brother from another mother to the Opry family. You played the clubs, you honed your craft, you walked the talk, Chris, and now you're an Opry member." Garth Brooks turns 56 today. The other night, a fan in Sweden sent him a video asking where she and her husband should go on their honeymoon in America later this year. Well, Garth invited them to come to their house in Nashville and said Miss Yearwood would make them a home-cooked meal.
I understand he did not clear that with Miss Yearwood and may be in a little hot water.
Well, I think he probably knew he was safe in saying that. Finally, Tyler from Florida Georgia Line says his worst quality is he's often late. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.